So today, I think it's actually the first time since I've been ordained a priest for the last 9 or 10 years that we've had this kind of scheduling happen. We have Advent 4 in the morning and then Christmas Eve services in the evening or Christmas services in the evening. And I was trying to write two sermons this week, one about getting ready for Jesus to come, and then one about celebrating the Nativity that would be told like 4 hours apart. And there's not a whole lot of time to really make that transition emotionally. And what kept coming back to me was less about necessarily talking about Christ coming, but about what it embodies for us. And I was thinking a lot about hope, which is this word that at least I see a lot associated with the season of Christmas. It is definitely a big part and a big piece of who we are and what we celebrate as Christians. Hope in the resurrection, hope in God's love for us and God's grace for us, hope in the promise that we will be restored and given new life and resurrected. Hope is a theme that runs throughout the Gospels, throughout the Scriptures, and throughout our lives as Christians, and yet I have to admit that it's not something that I spend a whole lot of time really connecting with. When I think about what's to come, I don't know about you, but for more often than not, the emotion that covers me is worry and anxiety. Not about the things of God or about the promises of God, but just about life. I find it incredibly easy to be anxious about what is to come and to be worried and to be nervous. I don't know, maybe nervous is too strong, but that it seems to be the dominant thing. I think about all the stuff I still need to do that hasn't been done. I think about all the things that I haven't even thought of or the things I need to get organized, especially in a season like this, right? You know, where I felt so good about getting like half of the presents wrapped on Wednesday and then haven't looked at it since. And so now like when I get home tonight exhausted, I'm gonna try to find time to wrap the rest of the presents. And it's all the big ones, so it's gonna be harder. I don't know. I'm gonna be up late. It's just how it's gonna be. I've made my peace with that. There's just so much to distract us and to make us think of. And so I guess what I wanna offer this morning is an opportunity to kind of call us back to a place of hope. That what this whole thing is about, what we gather here for, what we get excited and celebrate on Christmas and the Nativity, is the hope that this world has been, is being, and will be changed by God's work in this world. And sometimes it is really hard to see that work. Sometimes it's really easy. Sometimes life is going really well. There's fantastic, engaging things around us. We are connected with that love of our friends and our family and of God. Things make sense, you know, and we're able to just kind of be at peace in our lives and with where God has us in our lives. But there's also other seasons where that is absolutely not the case. If your life has been anything like mine, there's been ups and downs, extreme highs and extreme lows and everything in between. And the reality is that we have to live through both of those realities. We have to live through all of that. And I think that's a big piece of where the hope is, of why the hope is offered to us in this way. In this child that is God and has condescended to come be and live among us, to grow up and be nurtured by us, ultimately to teach us and to lead us and to die for us. The promise in the incarnation, the promise of God's Son, of Jesus, is the promise of a God who has experienced the highs and lows of this life alongside of us. Our God is not a God who sits on a throne and just kind of watches everything that happens below and just stays completely removed from it. You know, you have those passages about Christ weeping and about God being moved and about, you know, God's passion being kind of brought forth. Our God gets what we endure, what we live through, what we experience, the good and the bad. And in that, we have a promise that God is in control, that God is looking out for us, and that we are living into a future that God is building for us. And now, let me be clear, because I think a lot of times when we talk about this kind of thing, we fall into that idea of, you know, God has a wonderful plan for your life and everything is going to be good and easy and fun for the rest of life. We've got like three kids here this morning. It's like the least we've ever had. I love it. Is that Gwen? Oh, Louie. Where was I? So we often hear, I think, about the idea of, oh, just accept Jesus, just become a Christian and everything will be better. And I think that's a lie. I mean, it's just not true. Like, Christians experience just as much pain and suffering. Christ experienced just as much pain and suffering, if not more so, than anyone else. And we have to remember that. Becoming a Christian doesn't help us escape from the lives that we live and from the world that we live in. What it does is it gives us the promise that this world is being changed and transformed by God and by our work and God's work through us in it. The promise of God is the opportunity for us to be a part of love and peace and grace and joy being fulfilled and growing and thriving in the world around us. That is what we get to be a part of as Christians. We get to step back and look at our lives and look at ourselves and ask ourselves, what does it really mean to love ourselves and to love one another? What does it mean to follow after Christ? What does it mean to be a disciple of God? And in my experience, it looks less and less like a bunch of standardized behaviors that make you look like a good Christian. In my experience, what that looks like is the messiness of relationship and of reconciliation and of the reality of hurting one another and forgiving one another. The idea of being there in the hardest times of one another's lives and in making sure the people around us who do not have enough to survive are able to live. That's our call and our work in this world. That's what we look for. That is where our hope lies. Our hope isn't in our lives being made perfect overnight. Our hope is in the fact that God is with us every step of the way, and we need not fear the darkness, for the light has shined for us. God leads us into peace, into joy, and into love. It carries us through the entire arc of life, the ups and the downs. We get to be a part of it. And it's really hard sometimes, and it's really wonderful sometimes. And I'm so thankful to get to live it and to experience it for as long as I have on this earth. I am so honored and privileged to be able to share it with you all and with everyone that's a part of this parish for as long as God has me and gives me the opportunity to serve in this place. I truly believe that what we do in this space matters. And we live in an age where more and more people seem to find this to be the silliest thing we could possibly be doing on a Sunday morning. I understand that. You know, some of the service is boring sometimes, and sometimes we don't like the music, and sometimes, you know, we just want to sleep in, or we want to go out to brunch. Or I always talk about brunch. I love brunch. That's always my go-to. Like, what would I be doing on Sunday morning? I'd be sleeping in my pajamas is what I'd be doing. But I somehow have this idea that I'd be going out to brunch every Sunday morning if I wasn't a Christian. But we gather in this space, right? We get up, we get our kids ready, we show up in this place, and we worship God. And I truly believe that it makes a difference, both in our lives and in the lives of the people in this world. It's a strange thing. Call it the Holy Spirit, call it magic, call whatever you want, but something happens in this space, in my experience. Something happens when I come to this table and receive the bread and the wine, the body and blood of our Savior. We are transformed. We are equipped with deeper love and compassion. And I know it doesn't feel like it sometimes, but I promise that it is there and that whatever you have in store, whatever you have in front of you, that God will be with there alongside of you for all of it. And there are people in this space, there are people in your lives who will share in that with you, who will celebrate and weep with you all the same. The gospel of our Lord, the church of Jesus Christ, is about us being together. It's about us being drawn and built as the community of God, the people of God, the church of God. It's informing and building here on earth a world that looks just, not that looks, that is just, and holds deep love and compassion and joy for everyone. That's what this season is about, getting ready for the coming of Jesus, getting ready to share in our gifts for one another. Learning how to give, learning how to receive, learning how to put up with our families sometimes, learning how to celebrate with our families, wherever you fall on that spectrum. And for whoever is traveling this season, whoever, whatever your traditions are, whatever you're going to do after you leave this place, please know that you are loved. And at the heart of everything, that is what this is about. You are loved by God. And God has done everything for you that you might have life. And God will be alongside of you in that life. The people of this place will support you in your need, as will the rest of the church and the people of God. So thank you for joining us this Advent morning and for preparing for the coming of Jesus that we will celebrate just later today. And as we continue to worship, may our hearts be strangely warmed, and may we have the opportunity to be drawn into the love and joy of Christ this morning and always. Amen.